Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Europe Orient Documentary Film Festival in Tangier, Morocco. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mohamed Kenawi, who is presenting his film When Rumi Meets Francis. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Would you like to tell our listeners who are not familiar with your film yet what it's about? Just an introduction.
Okay, When Rumi Meets Francis. Rumi is Jalaluddin Rumi, a Muslim Sufi poet from the 13th century. Francis, it's Saint Francis of Assisi. He's also a saint, so he's also a poet, and he's also from the 13th century. So we are talking in the same period, historical period. But it's not a historical film. It's a film about a young man, Iranian musician, who lived in Italy, in Rome. So he's one that has inside him two cultures, two identities, the Oriental one and the Western one. At this moment, we are living in a very difficult moment, especially the Oriental people or Muslim people who live in Europe. Because when something happened, I mean this dramatic accidents, terrorist accidents, we are in the front line. The Muslim people living in Europe in the front line. We are under a heavy pressure from the media, from one side, from the Western society, from one side, and from the Oriental also. So we have to justify what's happening, but justify something that we are not. How can I say? It's not something made by our hands. It's something made by hands of other people. The only things that belong us to them may be the religion, but there is no time, no voice to say that this is not the religion. So we are under a heavy pressure at this moment. The musician, the Iranian musician, is living this period, is living this situation. Me too, because I come from Egypt. I live in Italy from 2000. So I have two, inside me, I have two cultures, two identities. I'd like to live, I'd like to try something comfortable for me to live with these two identities, because I want to feel rich, because I have two identities, not only one. But it's so difficult now. So we have to justify, we have to say something, we have to defend ourselves. So everyone, I think it's our duty to say and to show our innocence, let's say, with something we are able to do. The musician is able to do music, to write music. I think that I'm able to make films.
That's right. Yeah. We're both communicating in different ways.
Exactly. But. So the musician is communicating with the Western society through the music. And I want to communicate through this film, this kind of film I'm making.
Can you tell me more about this musician and how you met him?
Yes. I know the musician years ago. He used to play all the Oriental instruments. Let's say the
string instruments.
Strings, yes, exactly. So I like his music. So I know that this project he was working, it's about making a concert, musical concert, taking the poems of Rumi and Saint Francis. So I like this project he was doing. I like this project. So I asked him, can I follow you in your journey? Can I follow you when you travel to search about these historical characters? He said, okay, if you want. So we took this decision to follow him. So while he is traveling to Assisi, where the place of Saint Francis, and to Konya in Turkey to know more about Jalaluddin Rumi, he is traveling to have more information about them, and I'm traveling to follow him, and through his journey, me as a filmmaker and the audience, so the people will be able to watch the film, they will know something also about these characters, and studying their characters, studying their heritage, studying their poems, we discover, me personally and the musician, and I hope the people after, we discover that these two personalities, these two characters, they are so similar. And they asked us, they wrote poems to say that even if we are from different religions, from different cultures, we are human before. I'm human before to be Muslim or Christian or Jewish or something else. So their message was to communicate to each other, was to live in harmony with each other, because there is nothing to say that you cannot live together, nothing to say that because you are Muslim or because you are Christian, because you are Arabic or because you are English or French, so there is no way to live together.
So you do believe that art has that power to communicate?
Exactly. You know. Through their poems, they wrote 7 centuries ago, they left up to us this heritage. But we have to go to search, to know. I saw in the project of the Iranian musician that through his project, through his search and journey, he will discover. And I, following him, I will discover. So I want also to the people to discover this.
Not to mention that the title is uses the word meet.
Exactly.
So it is a meeting as well.
Yes, exactly. The meeting here is everyone want to, I think everyone can explain these meetings as he wants. It depends on your imagination. In the real life, they call and meet each other, Rumi and Francis.
Right.
Okay? But here in our film, they will meet each other. Not personally. The meeting may be in the same, because they will be in the same or the same concert, and they will be in the same film. And also their message, their poems will meet each other. Mm-hmm. So the meeting, it's this kind of meeting. It depends on you.
In some sequences, you do represent their story.
Yes.
With actors. What was that side of the film?
Yes, exactly. Making the research of the film in the beginning, in the pre-production phase. While I was speaking with Pejman, the main character of the film, I said, when you are going to search for their poems, you take the book in your hand and you start to read their poems. What do you think in this moment? I remember one time he told me that he tried to imagine them beside him. Sometimes he tried to imagine Rumi and Francis, that he is speaking to him directly, not through the book. And I said, okay, I like this. So I want to translate this imagination in my film. That's why I had the idea to do this kind of reconstruction of these characters. It was more work for me. Maybe, I don't say more complicated, but the effort was more.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you about your movie.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.